You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Coronavirus back on the lips of folks all over the country. In Kansas, 12,465 cases. In Missouri, 18,143 cases. Nationwide, 2,306,247 positive cases.
We supposed to be starting up football practice this week.
It's not going to stop sports. MLB issued a 60-game schedule. NBA say they're going to restart and arrive in Florida on July 7th, 8th, or 9th to begin their season.
Play ball!
Will you be excited to hear that again?
Not at the cost of people's health? No. I don't know how they're going to contain this, Shay. Specifically, well, in baseball and basketball, players are catching this thing working out by themselves. So I don't know how to, in the locker room environment, I don't know how they're going to be able to keep this stuff under control.
One NBA player. What is his name? Avery Bradley?
Yeah.
He says he's not going to start with them.
Oh, boy.
He's got a five-year-old at home who has health issues, and he says it's not worth it for him to put himself in the line of fire when he's got a situation at home. Got to
respect that. And he's a Laker, so it definitely affects me, but he got to think about his son and the rest of his family, as we all should. As you see with the numbers with COVID-19, a lot of younger people starting to catch it too, which is a major problem.
They're saying that it could be because more younger people are being tested, that we're finding the numbers skewing a little bit younger. At first, the emphasis was on the older segment of the population, getting them tested and their status known.
Just the mere fact that we don't know in totality who has it is scary in itself. Oh boy, what a time.
I've always been very cautious of intermingulation anyway. This is how I've kept my everything pristine.
You don't have any wrinkles on your face or anywhere.
Well, I'm not talking about that. You know. I'm talking about my statuses.
Oh, okay.
I ain't never had nothing.
That we know of.
That is 100% verifiable, documented, young man.
Yeah, okay. Show me the paperwork. With me on the other hand, what? I ain't had nothing. I ain't never called nothing. Don't want nothing. Ain't gonna get nothing. Because I protect myself at all times.
And I hear she's got that nasty women's disease.
I heard about that.
Girl, get out of here. You ain't heard nothing. Get out of here.
That melted garlic butter.
Yeah, all right. Sure.
For those.
Yeah, all right. Get out of here. Yeah. Whatever.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Probably sunny skies. Right now, you are sunny in 62 in Lee's Summit. Shade, what's popping?
Bill Cosby has won the right to appeal his 2018 sexual assault conviction. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has agreed to hear him on two points. One, that the Montgomery County Judge Stephen O'Neill's decision to allow prosecutors to call five other accusers to the stand as prior bad act witnesses. And the second point, the judge's decision to allow prosecutors to introduce evidence that he'd given women quaaludes in the past. The disgraced comedian, of course, is serving a 3 to 10 year sentence for sexual assault after a jury found him guilty of drugging and attacking Andrea Constand in 2004. Five other accusers were unable to press charges, including Janice Dickinson, who's known as a model.
He trying to get up out of there, boy.
He's 82 years old. What do you think about that?
It's a very complicated situation. Yes, he's 82, but, you know, Did he commit those crimes? Everybody got to pay.
Jeezy's in the middle of a child support and custody battle with his ex-fiancée, Malet Mahi Gebremehadine.
You're not my dad!
He's accusing her of harassing him.
Hmm. Harassing a thug? How do CTE?
So Mahi accused him of falling behind on his child support payments and reneging on a court order to purchase her a car so that she could take their children around.
Hmm. Never would have thought I'd see Jeezy in this type of situation.
Some folks are saying that she's bringing this up now that she found out that he's engaged to Jeannie Mai.
That's so simple.
Till you do right by me.
Do your fingers like that again.
That's right. That's from the movie. If you've never seen God. Till You Do Right By Me.
Oh, my Lord.
In court documents, he added, wait a minute.
Oh. Damn. Read carefully
she
now.
She said she want him arrested.
For what?
For this.
For that?
She said this the third time he hadn't paid them people Damn. Child support. It's at $10,057 plus interest. Yeah, I think she upset about that Jeannie Mai thing. Oh. Yeah, that Jeannie Mai. You know, when you see a new girl and you look like you having fun and you happy, wait a minute.
How come you have fun with me?
You don't need to be having no fun. You owe me 10 racks.
Oh, Lord. You can make that up.
Tell your girl to give you that 10. Oh, you know that's how I go down. Tell your to give you $10,000.
She'll do it too. She on the real.
Well, get her to do it.
She doing it.
Get her to do it. Lil Wayne is confirming that he's in a relationship right now. They're saying she's plus size. Yeah, she don't look plus size to me. But then,
what's her name? Let me determine that.
Denise Bidot. BIDOT.
Okay.
So she's a plus size model. When they say plus size.
She's not plus size. She thick. It's a difference.
Young Miami's boyfriend, Southside, is being accused of not providing for his churn.
The producer?
Mm-hmm. He's also the father of her daughter, Summer. His baby mama said he ain't been giving them no money.
Period.
Well, you know, city girls make a little money lately, so Young Miami can cover that.
He's blaming it on COVID-19. He said, look, I haven't ever made no money.
Period.
His name is Josh 808 Mafia Southside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whenever you hear some beats. Yeah.
It's a lot of names.
Yeah. Southside is the, that's like the posse. And the other name, that's like his singular name.
She said that he promised in April to help. It's about to be the July. It's nothing yet. She said he has my Zelle, my Cash App. He not going to send the coronavirus.
He ain't been working.
I'm sorry, sir, but you should have something so in the bank.
He can't get any reprieve from the coronavirus.
So the baby
around.
Have to get it. What the, how the baby going to eat? Do the baby stop eating? You know what, mommy? It's coronavirus.
Is the mama working?
I don't need to eat.
Is she working?
I don't know what she doing.
She should be all right. They can work this out.
Easy you be making excuses done. For stuff that stay out of that. Just report the fact.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad though?
Mad because Harris ain't trying to let nobody win no money, and on top of that, how you taking all people's money and then the facility is ragged and it's not wiping down the machines when people get off of, and I am very upset because that's silly. They need to let somebody win some money.
That's why Shay keep her own wipes at all time. Matter of fact, Shay, let me borrow a couple right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, I keep them.
Oh, I got mine in my purse. But it's just the point.
Sound like you go to the boat too much, too.
Maybe so, but it's so.
I know, you digging into her business right now, and it's a little early for that.
Listen, come up to the radio station. I'll give you $40 if you can double that up for me. We'll be good.
I can, but not in heaven. Haters ain't letting nobody win nothing. Not on their slot machine. Now, you might get bust the head on the table, but you ain't winning nothing on the slot machine. And that's silly. Spending too much money. If you playing big, you don't have to win big.
What's your name?
Coco.
All right, girl. Thank you so much for calling up.
Yep.
Better honey. Better thousand. Better stack. Better million.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Come on. Better honey.
Better thousand.
Better stack. Better million.
Put your money where your mouth is.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Fireworks is being sold like hotcakes. A lot of the major demonstrations have been canceled. So that's making a lot of folks buy fireworks on their own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared I'm gonna burn myself. That's why I don't usually handle the fireworks.
You serious?
Mm-hmm.
Big grown woman. You know how to handle fireworks.
Everybody says that until they rush into the hospital with burns.
Yeah, that's true.
4th of July house party. We're gonna give you $500. You can buy yourself some fireworks if you want to. Get you qualified coming up on the show. Today, a virtual engagement session with the community. What they're going to be talking about? J.C. Nichols Fountain and J.C. Nichols Parkway.
Oh, boy.
It's been a proposal by the Kansas City Boards of Parks and Rec to rename it. The name on the table is the Dream Fountain instead of Nichols Fountain. And to rename that stretch of street to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway.
I'm with it. I like the idea. Shout out to Chris Good. But is it going to change anything as far as some of the racial equalities we have in that area?
I would say yes. Any movement toward making things right in this country is the right step. Will it change everyone's minds? No, but no decision you make is going to change everybody's mind ever. I think doing what's right is what's important. And I got into an interesting conversation with my cousin about this. Not about this particular issue, but renaming things. He doesn't see any value in that. He doesn't think we need to take any statues down or do any changing. He said it's history. And I agree that it is history. There's a place for history in the classroom, in books, in museums. I think that we should look at things that are honoring folks who had problematic pasts. And J.C. Nichols had a complete problematic past. Though he did great things with creating the Country Club Plaza, and there are a lot of people who were affected by that, but there were whole races of people who were kept out of that beauty that he set up. And should we honor someone who totally disregarded a whole race of people?
He's right, and it is history. And we need to know about our history. But like you said, you know, I don't think it needs to be honored out for everybody to just look at every day. It's like being reminded of the things that brought us down back in the day. I just don't think it should be on the street corners at all.
There's going to have to be a lot of changing because there are people all over this country who had slaves, who tortured people, who instituted laws to hold a whole race of folks down. So there's going to be some uncomfortability going on for a while.
Fam. On Twitter yesterday, I saw somebody talking about blowing up the dang on Mount Rushmore because of its past with those people that they honor with that. So these conversations, like you said, they're happening all over the place.
You'll be able to voice your concerns via Zoom today. Capacity is limited, so they're encouraging folks to connect early. Individual comments will be limited to 90 seconds. This is your opportunity to say something, to be engaged in the process if you have an opinion about it. I posted the information up on our Hot 103 Jam social media pages. There's a password for you to enter in to this Zoom call that'll start at 2.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, so I was in my home stretching, getting ready for my daily walk through the nature trail behind my house. I watched Kevin Holmes facilitate a discussion with superintendents and leaders in education on Channel 41. Major topic, Brian. Students returning to the classrooms in the fall.
Oh boy.
Olathe, Blue Valley, Shawnee Mission, and DeSoto School Districts, they're planning to bring those students back into the classroom. Dr. Mark Bedell was also a part of this discussion. This is what they're all trying to work toward. KCK, they want to get the students back into the classroom, and they are considering three different options. One will be students back in full time, just back, but with some other things in place to make sure that there's social distancing and the like. Another piece is trying to possibly allow students to go on staggered schedules, like maybe some kids going Monday, Wednesday, some kids going Tuesday, Thursday, and then maybe doing virtual on Friday. That's being tossed around as well. What do you think?
Without the coronavirus, it's hard to keep kids healthy at all times with colds, flus, and other type of common sicknesses. I just find it very difficult to have hundreds of kids in one school and not have any affected. Like, I know nothing is impossible, but Shay, I don't see how they can get this done, having kids in the classroom.
All the folks on the panel discussed more concern with the younger grades, because kids in the kindergarten, first, second, third, they're used to playing with each other, mm-hmm. and trying to get them not to touch each other, not to share their crayons, is going to be a tall order.
Yes, it is. And think about the teachers. Good Lord, if one of your students gets the virus, can you imagine the parents' reaction? And how they might blame the teacher?
Some parents are excited about getting their children back into the classroom. One parent said her kids need routine and structure.
That's true.
And it's important to bring that back. What do you think? Are you ready to get your children back into the classroom, or do you think we should continue on with virtual learning?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:20 today. Look for highs in the mid 80s. Partly sunny skies. You're sunny at 64 right now in Roland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity cancer friends. Danielle Spencer, actress from What's Happening? You remember D?
I'ma tell mama.
She's 55 today. Wow. Actress Raven Goodwin from Being Mary Jane, and she was in the Clark Sisters too. She out here 28.
Mm-hmm.
Actor Tommy Liston from Friday. Next Friday, he's 62.
Who else wants some of the D-ball?
Yeah.
It's Six Lack, right?
Black.
Black?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it ain't Six Lack. Okay. He's singing right here, but it's a rapper. 28. And my girl, Solange Knowles.
I'm weary.
Yes.
The ways of the world.
Man, I was trying so hard to get the station to bring her for White Linen Party last year.
You know what's crazy about Solange? She's influenced Beyonce. I can tell.
What, they sisters?
Man.
She's out here 34.
Happy birthday, everybody born on June 24th.
Rayshard Brooks was laid to rest on yesterday in Atlanta. Rayshard's private funeral was held at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once served as co-pastor. Rayshard's wife, Tamika Miller, his children, family, and friends attended the service. Dr. King's daughter, Bernice King, also spoke at the service.
This did not have to happen to Rayshard. There are so many ways that Friday, June 12th could have ended, and a police killing did not have to be one of them. And yet here we are again. Ironically, June 12th, 1963 is the same day that Medgar Evers, the field secretary for Mississippi NAACP, was gunned down in his driveway. June 12th is also the same day in 1964 that Nelson Mandela was sentenced to life in prison for conspiring to overthrow the government of South Africa, but he later became president of South Africa. And so June 12th is now a constant reminder of the struggle for justice for black lives throughout the world.
That's why history is important.
This is true. So the FBI has determined that the noose found in NASCAR racer Bubba Wallace's garage at the Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama had been there since 2019.
Really?
Now, this should be noted, Bubba did not report this. This was reported by another racing team, the Petty Racing Team. They saw it, told NASCAR, and that's when FBI got involved. What they said was this was just a regular garage pull to open up the door, and somebody made like...
Oh, somebody made a noose out of that.
Yes. And so they're saying that it is not a hate crime.
I've been racing all my life. We've raced out of hundreds of garages that never had garage pools like that. So people that want to call it a garage pool and put out old videos and photos of knots being in their as their evidence, go ahead. But from the evidence that we have, that I have, it's a straight up noose. The FBI has stated it was a noose over and over again. NASCAR leadership has stated that it was a noose. I can confirm that. I actually got evidence of what was hanging in my garage, over my car, around my picker guys, to confirm that it was a noose, and never seen anything like it.
That's Bubba Wallace.
Some folks are questioning the speediness of the investigation. Typically, these kind of things take a little bit more time. We find out about this, and like a day or two later, they had a determination.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't thorough.
I don't know.
I think more is going to come out of that.
Lonnie Love is addressing Tamar Braxton's The Real Exit in a book.
Oh, boy.
We still talking about
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. It's top shade. This is headline news. What you talking about?
I'm so sick of this. I don't care what y'all did.
This is the number one
who
topic.
Who did what?
This should be the hot trending topic for us. Okay, I took it a little far right there.
I did.
My bad. But what did she say? You got it right there.
She said the girls didn't have nothing to do with it.
That's it?
Yeah, they had nothing to do with it.
That's the whole book. The girls didn't have nothing to do with it.
They said she wasn't high enough up to get Tamar fired. Like, okay. On to something else, sis.
Word is, they looking at you.
Looking at who?
To bring on, you know, Amanda Seals. She just left. Shea Moore on The View. What's up?
It's called The Real.
My bad, The Real. My bad. I got to mix up. The View is the older one. The Real is the...
Yeah,
my bad.
They not ready for me on that.
Why not? You going to cut somebody out?
No. Have I ever cursed anybody out on
this
radio?
Yes, you have.
No, I have not.
Me, but just not using cuss words. It's all right, though.
Ooh, I want to say this before we go.
Yep.
Miss Robbie from Welcome to Sweetie Pies, mm-hmm. the show on OWN. Well, they've been canceled, but, you know, everyone knows her from her restaurant.
Shade.
In the Loop. Uh-huh. That ain't no shade.
Uh-huh.
So she's saying that her son's ex, Janae, is not allowing her to see her grandson. So she took to socials and said, happy birthday, Timmy. Grandma loves you even though I can't see you. Your daddy's side of the family misses you, and one day we'll see you. So after people read this, they started commenting and telling her about grandparents' rights and all of that. And she said that she knows that grandparents have rights and she's going to make sure she gets hers. I'm a fighter, not a quitter, and I'll go all the way. Thank you for your support. We wish Timmy a little happy birthday. We still love him regardless.
Well, they always going through it in that family.
I used to watch the show. Janae probably wasn't my favorite one on there. You know.
Is that the grandmother?
No, that's the baby mama.
The baby mother. Oh, okay. Well.
So Miss Robbie said that it's all about money.
Well, they got plenty of it. You know, Sweetie Pie's doing good well in St. Louis. And that money over.
That ain't the grandmama business. She wasn't in there. That's what I be trying to tell people. You didn't call me when you got down with so-and-so. If you had called me, I probably would have told you don't do it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I'll be very consistent, and I'll say it yet again, that you should not congregate in crowds. You should keep distance. And even though many people, for a variety of reasons, do not listen to the not suggestion, but plea to not congregate in crowds, some people are going to do that anyway.
It's Dr. Fauci talking about coronavirus and where we are as a nation. He says you need to be masked up at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Said this helps prevent the spread, protecting yourself and others. As he's making that plea to Americans, our school districts in the Kansas City area are talking about what they will do for the school year.
It's tough because you're thinking about the health of the kids, but then you don't want to set them back.
Olathe, Blue Valley, Shawnee Mission, and DeSoto all plan to return students to the classroom in the fall and say they'll make adjustments as needed.
God forbid this happens, but what happens in these school districts or these schools to where they have an outbreak of 20 students or so gets the virus? What will happen then?
I think it's almost understood that there's going to be some passage of some kind if we are back in classrooms, and that's what they're talking about, how to mitigate this. KCK School District also looking at some different options. KCPS looking at different options as well. What do you think about sending your child back into the classroom in the fall?
I agree with them going back to school. My son is currently inactive in summer school, and he loves it. I work 10-hour shifts a day, so about time I get home to try to teach him at least about 2 to 4 hours of school, I'm tired, and he's tired. So with him going back to school and learning and actually seeing a teacher and hands-on learning, then getting enough hours to learn, and me being at home just for a couple hours and trying to hurry up and rush it into his brain isn't good.
You have no concerns about the coronavirus?
I do. I have a lot of concerns, but like I said, he's in summer school. So before they enter the building, they have to do a temperature check, and they do hand sanitizer. They have to wear a mask before. They cannot bring anything outside in. They have everything that the kid needs there. We as parents, we can't enter the building either. So the only ones that enter the building is the teacher and kids, and I think that's how it should be. Even if he goes 3 days a week, you know, he's still getting some type of learning with the teacher and get to see his friends. He has not seen his friends. He hasn't did anything. So, you know, it's like taking away something from him, and I don't want to take that away.
Well, thank you so much for calling up this morning. We appreciate your time. Have a good one.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I'm going to be honest. I was a little bit worried about my alcohol consumption at the house. But I'm glad to see that based on a survey, Americans are actually drinking less during the pandemic than they did before.
We going to get me a drink.
I sure am.
Even though people are buying more liquor to take home, they say that they're not actually consuming it.
I can see that.
My sister calls it show liquor. She's got show liquor at the house. Just leave it there for people to see it. No, you cannot drink it.
My grandma Cheryl got that. She got boxed wine from 1987 right there on the mantle.
I was totally concerned about this. They say the reason for it is because people are not able to go to bars and restaurants, and that's where people do a lot of their social drinking.
Yep, that's me, to a T.
Since March, restaurants, bars, even schools have been closed, including schools in our area. So superintendents and other education leaders are talking about, what are they going to do in the fall? Are they going to let the kids just come back with some different requirements in place? Are they going to stagger the day, allowing some kids to come on certain days of the week and do virtual learning in other spots? Or are they just going to say, look, stay at the cribbo. Let's do this virtually for the rest of the year.
I really feel bad for these kids, man. They're not given the opportunity to enjoy fully their childhood right now at this moment. It's like it's pressed on pause.
I was taking a shower last night and I thought about this. No more snow days. Y'all could do everything you need to do.
Wow.
Virtually.
I didn't even think about that.
Ain't none of that happening no more.
Wow. You know what? It might be no snow days forever.
That's what I just said.
No, I thought you was just talking about for this year. But it's
no.
But yeah, that's forever.
There would be no reason to ever.
That's forever. Oh, wow. I didn't think about that.
Are you comfortable with allowing your child to go back into the classroom in August?
They should just let all these babies out during the wintertime when the flu season and the coronavirus is the highest, and the kids should go back to school in the summertime. I think it's time for a change all the way around the board.
Okay, so adjusting when school actually happens.
Exactly. Instead of sending the babies back during the flu season, during the cold season period, why don't we just let the kids go back during the summertime and let the kids be out during so-called summer break during the wintertime?
Okay.
What's your name?
Brittany Rolette.
Thank you so much for calling up and sharing.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Republican Senator Martha McSally of Arizona is proposing legislation that would pay Americans, well, a $4,000 tax credit to take a trip this summer. Go on vacation.
Ooh.
You on board with that?
Absolutely.
On the surface, but then as I dig deeper into it, is it a good idea to be traveling all over with the pandemic afoot?
You have to travel with that?
What do you mean?
Like, can I just take the $4,000 and just put it in my pocket?
No, it's a $4,000 credit for taking the trip this summer.
Oh, okay.
It's to spur the tourism industry to get that going.
Good luck.
As she's submitting that proposal, the European Union say that they may ban visitors from the U.S. as we've eased coronavirus restrictions. And it's led to more cases. The island of Jamaica, they just reopened last week. They had 14 new cases after opening its borders to the rest of the world.
Mm. Oh boy. Are you like to travel?
I do.
Are you amped to get on a plane and go somewhere else right now?
Every Sunday I have a group of friends of mine and we do a Zoom call and we just sit and talk about, remember when we used to go here? Remember when we used to do this? We were talking about doing a trip in October to the mountains. And it's so many of us, it wound up being like 30-something people.
Ooh.
And then one of the girls was like, I don't want to go with that many people. We was like, why? She was like, coronavirus, all of us coming from.
She
like,
don't
oh,
know
snap.
Them.
We forgot about that. No, we all know each other, but we're all coming from different parts of the country. Some people are coming from New York, New Jersey area where, you know, they've been really going through it. Some of them are coming from the South where those cities are going through it too. So once she put it that way, I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. We probably shouldn't go 30 deep nowhere. But we had such a good time. We went to the Dominican Republic, 35 of us.
Shay
that was
says
probably
I'm
one
here.
Of the best trips I've ever been on.
Shay says I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
What you mean? I don't get it. Explain that.
What you mean you don't get it? You here for a good time, not a long time, meaning you want to enjoy yourself.
I sure do, Brian.
That's what it is. You ain't caring about, you know, nothing else is going on in the world. We want to have a good time.
When I put my foot down on that floor every morning, I say, thank you, God, because I know what I've been through and I know where I came from. I am not supposed to be doing this job. I'm not supposed
Excuse
to
me?
Be able. I'm not. I don't come from any circumstance where I should be doing what God has blessed me to do. It ain't me, Brian. It's all him. Cause let me take control. I promise you, I'm gonna mess everything up.
Oh, Lord.
For real.
Bless Shikira, ba ba ba. That's when the blessings come in.
That's when they come
blessings
in.
Blessings come in.
You be trying to play this as a joke, but it be moving my spirit when you do that because that's the real, boy.
Oh, Lord. And, man, your chance to get $1,000 worth of stimulus.
Where's the guy that do it?
Where's the what?
The guy that you have. Not the little boy, but the guy.
The guy. Oh, you talking about? Oh, I know what you talking about.
Oh, help me,
you
Jesus!
Ain't talking about that one.
That's me.
You. Hold on. Are you talking about bless Shiki Kiki Ba?
Was that it?
Hold on.
Pull my shot.
There we go.
Shit about Sikabo. Bleba. Ha 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 ha.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, highs in the mid-80s, partly sunny skies. You're sunny in 66 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Brian, I think it's time for you to re-enroll in college.
Nah, I did that already.
I say that because T.I. is partnering with Clark Atlanta University to teach a class called Business of Trap Music. Mm. I know he's your favorite rapper of all time, so
yes, sir.
You don't want to enroll in the class?
I'll look at a tutorial online or something.
Oh, Lord. So he said HBCUs have a vital role in our community, have managed to abstain even while being some of the most under-resourced institutions. Dang, I should have said this like him. Our national HBCUs continue to underscore the fact that we have always had to do more with less. I'm excited to be partnering with Clark Atlanta University at my hometown, Atlanta.
You do that so well. You really do. I admire that.
It's from my many years of training with dudes from the West Side.
Bankhead in the building.
Rap-A-Lot Records honcho Jay Prince has responded to YoungBoy Never Broke Again's Instagram video. Okay, this is what happened, Brian. Jay Prince allegedly tracked down some thieves that robbed the young rapper of his jewelry. And so he put it on social media that he found it. And so,
oh, his jewelry?
YoungBoy NBA had a problem with it because he felt like he could have called him instead of outing him that he had been robbed.
Yeah, that's true. He got a point in that.
So now Jay Prince responded with his own Instagram video.
You took my kindness for weakness because you're a dumb boy with limited thinking ability and disrespectful. You're talking slick and acting like you and your brother wasn't down with me letting it be known your mob ties connected. Let me say this to you, little homie. You're not a friend or enemy today. Let's keep it that way, no matter how hot it gets in Texas. By the way, I'm minding my business. You just too dumb to know Texas is my business, and I will give you whatever you ask for, good or bad. I'm done.
You know the OGs be having problem with the technology, so... You know, he had to record a voicemail on somebody's phone and play it back. In all seriousness, though, you know, if you know the history of Jay Prince and what he's been through and what he's done, he's not the man you want to be messing with.
You do not want to cross him.
Right? Yeah, so
that's where you need to be afraid, when people don't even raise their voice.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you need to just chill out.
That means Shay. There's no emotion involved.
Yeah, that's right, Shay. You need to
and
just
I
chill out.
And I will handle it.
All right, so don't be, you know.
I do you like that right, every day on right. This radio.
Ain't nobody worried about you. You know what I'm saying? Really not.
Alicia Keys got her voice back, and the Lord has bestowed additional blessings into her life. She will be hosting a Nick News special for Nickelodeon. It's an hour-long set. It'll air June 29th at 7 o'clock. It's called Kids, Race, and Unity. So a lot of folks have been having issues with talking to their kids about race. Like, how do you bring it up? How do you inform them about what's going on in the world? Because they see everything that's happening. And so this special will hopefully help you broach that conversation with the kiddos.
And I think Alicia Keys is a good candidate for that.
Yeah.
She is.
She understands both sides of the spectrum. Yeah. You know, she's mixed.
Yeah, exactly. Nice braids, too.
She ain't wore braids in a while.
I keep on falling.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Sierra, aka Miss Peaches.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Beat the beat in the back, beat in. I be so low from the. I love how he keep my body screaming. Screaming. A rude boy that's good to me with street credibility.
It's your fetish, I ain't looking. I ain't checking for you. Better be sweet if you're looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared of shadows for me. Only carry big things if you know what I mean.
Hey. I know what you mean.
I think she would be perfect for you, Brian. How old are you, sweetie?
I am 27 years old.
27?
Okay. How many kids you got?
Half your age.
One kid, Ezekiel.
One kid. Look at it. Biblical name.
Shout
Ezekiel.
Out to Lil Z.
Lil
Easy
E. Easy.
Well, you got entry into the grand prize joint for your chance to get $1,000 in stimulus gift cards you can spend on yourself and Lil Easy E, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome, girl. We got to get your number. See what's cracking with you and Brian.
Oh, my God.
You like him light skinned?
I got a fiance. He ain't gonna like that.
Oh, dang, Brian. See, you done missed out on this gem.
I'll be all right. Tell the town what station is number one for hip hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that.
Listen now through July 9th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
You better listen and win.
Celebrating 70 years.
I'm the definition of
hip hop and R&B.
Just sounds better right here.
Hot 103 Jams.
That sounds like money, and I need it.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ, powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
Most of us know that showing kindness and compassion for others is good for our health. Fewer of us are aware that practicing self-compassion can help us be more resilient in the face of hardships and even protect us from depression and anxiety. According to Psychology Today, the research on self-compassion indicates that caring for ourselves is opposite of being selfish. Self-compassion is uncommonly healthy. It's like an umbrella for our rainy days. Let me share with you a few ways to achieve self-compassion. First is my favorite, mindfulness. Mindfulness is the first step to be aware of our feelings and thoughts, especially self-critical ones, without losing ourselves in them. The second is shared humanity. It reminds ourselves that hardship, stress, and even suffering are all parts of the human experience. Kindness to self is the final step. Be patient, supportive, forgiving, and gentle with yourself when you don't do something well, just as you would with a good friend. Now, let me tell you what self-compassion is not. Self-compassion is not self-pity, which leads people to feel more isolated and alone rather than part of a larger whole, as self-compassion does. It's not self-esteem, which focuses on positive evaluations of our successes rather than focusing on being kind to ourselves in the face of our imperfections, as self-compassion does. Be kind to yourself. Be patient with yourself. Say these things. May I be strong and patient through this hardship. May I be kind and forgiving about this. May I give myself the kindness I need at this time. Be well. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.